Florida holds, Pennsylvania flips, and Democrats face an identity reckoning. Two special election results Wednesday pointed in sharply opposite directions about the state of American partisan alignment. In Florida, Congressman Byron Donalds, among Trump's most visible House allies, won his primary convincingly, as did a candidate named Nixon, validating the president's continued grip on Republican base voters in one of his most reliable strongholds. In Pennsylvania, a Democrat flipped a state House seat in Butler County, which went for Trump by substantial margins in both 2020 and 2024, and is the district where the July 2024 assassination attempt rally was held, arguably the most symbolically Republican county in the state. Special elections carry inherent limitations as predictors. Turnout dynamics, candidate quality, and local factors all play outsized roles. But Democrats have overperformed in a consistent pattern of such contests over the past year, making the Butler County result difficult to dismiss as an outlier. A CBS News poll showing 58% of Democrats viewing socialism positively is generating a genuine strategic headache for party leadership ahead of midterms. The tension is sharp. Prominent figures including Hakeem Jeffries and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are reportedly moving toward the center on economic positioning, even as the poll suggests the majority of Democratic voters are pulling in the opposite direction. Party leadership believes the path to winning swing districts runs through moderation. An energized base, partly in reaction to administration policies, is pulling left. Which instinct is correct will ultimately be tested at the ballot box in November. Elsewhere in domestic politics, Jeanine Pirro, appointed by Trump as U.S. Attorney for Washington, is reportedly scrambling to salvage her position after escalating public criticism from the president himself following the abrupt cancellation of a public event related to the reflecting pool. FBI Director Kash Patel's legal team made a significant concession in the defamation lawsuit against The Atlantic, admitting that a claim about breaching equipment central to one of the reporting's more dramatic allegations was not accurate, handing the opposing party meaningful credibility to defend the broader story. And bodycam footage of Oklahoma's Secretary of State being arrested at a McDonald's surfaced publicly, adding a surreal episode to an already turbulent week. Separately, new USCIS public charge rules taking effect September 18 will significantly expand the range of government benefits that immigration officers can weigh against green card applicants, reversing a Biden-era narrowing of that definition.